Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist, JP Morgan Funds. David, good morning. Once again, economic babble, Washington babble. Everybody gets afraid. They go under the mattress. They're not in the markets. When does a retail investor return with enthusiasm to equities?
I think it's going to take a while before they're enthusiastic about equities. We've got stalkophobia here. And we've had that for a number of years, and that's causing people to put money into fixed income and take money still out of stocks. I think what's going to happen is we're going to have a few bad quarters for the fixed income market and maybe a little bit more clarity on the economic front, and then money will gradually move in. But individual investors are generally late to the party, right. And I think they're going to be late to the party again.
I totally agree it's going to take a lousy fixed income market to make a good equity market. Using the 10-year as a proxy, where does the 10-year yield go? Higher yield, lower note prices, how much pain will there be?
In the long run, over the next few years, the 10-year is going to move much higher. I mean, we need to go up about 2.5 percentage points just to get back to an average real 10-year yield. And the Federal Reserve is, I think, being very way too dovish here and really have an extraordinary policy, which ultimately could lead to inflation. So I think long-term interest rates will eventually go much higher because the Federal Reserve is suppressing them right now.
You know, David, as we hear all the forecasts come out for stocks and the economy in 2013, optimists say housing is rebounding. We've got an energy boom. Pessimists say there's uncertainty in Washington. The unemployment rate is stagnant. Isn't this all really just about the Fed?
No, I don't think it is just about the Fed. I think the Fed is pretty impotent in terms of helping the economy. In fact, I think they're hurting the economy. I think a lot of it actually does have to do with the deficit. And I think in many ways, this story over the last 48 hours has been misreported. The biggest thing that happened in the last 48 hours is the payroll tax cut expired. Now, that is a lot of money. It's about $120 billion per year. That's having two effects. One, we are making real progress in bringing the deficit down. The deficit this year is going to be about 5.5% of GDP. Last year, it was 7.0% of GDP. The year before, it was 8.7% of GDP. It is actually coming down, despite what skeptics say. But the negative of that is that this big drop or the big increase in payroll tax is going to hurt consumer spending very hard in the first half of this year. I think consumer spending could well turn negative in the first half of this year, and that will slow the economy.
Okay, how much does it slow? Let's rip up the script here. BNP Paribas this morning halves their GDP estimate. Julia Coronado's shop. David Kelly, what kind of GDP do you see in the first and second quarters this year?
I think we could be close to zero for the first two quarters combined, and then jumping to about 3% growth in the second half of the year. I don't think we'll go into a recession, because I do think housing will rebound and auto sales will rebound. But if you look at consumer non-durable spending, consumer services spending, spending on restaurants, clothing, grocery stores, gasoline, these things will actually, I think, get hurt very badly by an increase in the payroll tax that I don't think people have really factored in. I don't think the average, the story has been the rich got taxed, the very rich
right.
got taxed. What people don't realize is their paycheck is about to get shredded by this increase in the payroll tax.
And David, that's what David Malpass said yesterday, this idea of 77% of the public seeing their rates going up. And on the back of that is a Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index, which shows you that confidence off a cliff. I mean, you're on the edge of Lachmanachathon here, calling for recession. What is the distinction between Mr. Achanthan's gloom and your 0% economy?
I think there's a very important distinction. We have a certain immunity to recession here. I do think consumer non-durable spending will come down. But because there's so much pent-up demand in autos and housing, there's so much pent-up demand in the corporate sector, consumer balance sheets look much better, corporate balance sheets look much better. We were really poised to grow very strongly this year had it not been for this reduction in the deficit and this increase in taxes. So I just think it's very hard to push this economy into recession, and it will bounce once people adjust themselves to these lower checks. So we're not headed for recession, I don't think, here, but it will be slow growth in the first half of the year.
David Kelly, thank you so much.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.